Biden's open borders policy smashes public support for migration. By Neil Munro on December 19, 2023. President Joe Biden's supercharged effort to import more migrant workers, consumers, and renters has crashed public support for legal and illegal migration. The political result is widespread public recognition that the 1965 nation of immigrants narrative is damaging the ability of ordinary Americans to live the decent middle-class life that was common before the government's 2008 housing crash. Only 26% of Americans approve of Biden's immigration policy, and 69% oppose his policy, according to a November to December survey of 803 adults from Monmouth University Polling Institute. 47% of Democrats and 67% of racial minorities dislike his policy. Related, exclusive, Sound of Freedom's Tim Ballard, Biden admin is facilitating the trafficking of children. A Fox News poll of 1,007 voters in December showed that 55% of GOP voters and 37% of all swing voters believe legal immigration hurts the United States. Another 8% of GOP supporters in the December poll say legal migration can hurt the nation, depending on the issue. Just 35% of GOP voters think legal immigration helps the country. Biden's immigration policy to voters is also threatening to overtake inflation as a top concern, according to a Harvard Caps Harris poll taken in mid-December. 28% told the pollsters that immigration is their top issue, while 33% said inflation was their top priority. The economy slipped to third priority, at 23%. The poll did not ask Americans if they think immigration spurs inflation, such as the price of housing. His migration policy is also helping more drugs get into the country, according to 57% of the Harvard poll respondents. The wave of bad polls is forcing Biden to revamp his pro-migration policies. This month, his deputies are negotiating a closed-door deal that would allow them to claim that the GOP legislators forced them to reduce the chaotic inflow of economic migrants through the asylum loophole on the border. But his deputies are fighting hard to preserve Biden's vast parole loophole in the border, partly because it allows the federal government to import a vast number of migrants far away from voters' recognition. Public opposition to migration would likely be lopsidedly anti-migration if establishment reporters were allowed by their editors to accurately describe the scale and impact of migration. For example, The New York Times wrote on December 13 that Biden has used parole to import thousands of Afghans, Ukrainians and others fleeing war and violence to come to the United States. In reality, the policy has been used to import at least 300,000 migrants and is on track to import more than 1 million. Also, the vast majority of parole migrants are fleeing poverty, not repression. The refusal by the installment media to describe the huge scale and economic purpose of Biden's migration keeps most Americans in the dark about the future of their nation. For example, only 8% of respondents know that Biden's policy has attracted more than 3 million migrants to the border in the 12 months up to September 2023, according to the Harvard-Harris poll. Among Democrats, 49% say illegal migration has decreased or stayed the same during Biden's term, according to the Harvard poll. Once informed of Biden's massive inflow, 70% of respondents called for new, stricter policies and 57% said they prefer Trump's border policies. For now, a 52% majority in the Harvard poll said illegal migration is a very serious issue. Many polls show the same accelerating disagreement with the establishment's nation of immigrants narrative. That narrative was used in the 1950s Cold War to rewrite Americans' collective history of discovery and settlement, largely because the federal government wanted to end the 1925 immigration curbs that expanded Americans' wages and wealth. The rapid sea time as seen public priorities is spotlighted by the New York Times' decision to hire Siena College to ask New Yorkers if they think legal and illegal migration is a burden or a benefit. Siena's August 13 to 16 poll showed that New Yorkers picked burden over benefit by 46% to 32%, with 15% saying mixed. But the October 15 to 19 poll showed that New Yorkers picked burden over benefit by 54% to 32%. With just 5% saying mixed. Related, exclusive, John Rourke says no leftist environmentalists help me clean the trashed border. among people in the Jewish community. Siena's polls showed a 7-point drop in benefit and a 4-point gain in burden. In October, 52% of the Jewish community viewed migration as a burden. Just 28% picked benefit, and 12% said they see migration as a mixed factor. In October, a 54% majority of Americans said Biden's immigration is making life harder for all. According to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults. That was up 6 points from a similar poll in July. Just 34 disagreed, including just 29% of independents. 40% of Americans want less migration, up from 19% in January 2021, according to a Gallup poll released in February 2023. The 40% includes 71% of Republicans, 36% of independents, and 19% of Democrats, according to the poll, which did not describe the scale of Biden's migration. This year, a June 3 to 6 poll by YouGov asked 1,500 citizens, in general, do you think immigration makes the U.S. better off or worse off? A 36% plurality of all respondents said immigration, legal and illegal, makes the country worse off, while just 31% said immigration makes the nation better off. YouGov's plurality against migration showed a big 25-point shift from a prior YouGov poll in June 2021. Back then, only 20% of adults said worse off, while 40% said better off. A growing share of Americans wants migration levels to be reduced, according to a new poll from Politico and Harvard University's medical school. 41% of Americans want migration reduced, according to the May 6 to 9 poll of 1,025 adults. The national shift has forced deep changes in Democrats' views. 6 out of 10 Democrats and independents support Biden's promise to curb illegal migration, according to a May poll of 1,137 adults conducted by Civic Science, a business that says it was formed to revolutionize opinion research in the digital age. The Biden migration added at least 4 million workers to the nation's workforce. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's extraction migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.